Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Friday, my friend. You have made it, and I trust you're making plans now to be a part of our services Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. It'll be at 9:30 and 11, and of course, all the kiddos are going to be changing classes this week, and I know it's been a zoo, and you've made it. Take a deep breath, sit back in a comfortable place, and let's just talk about our nation for a few minutes. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, the scriptures say, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. So let's stop and ask this question. What would make a nation great? A lot has been said about whether we should make America great again, or if America never stopped being great in this silly season of political races. And I don't know about you, but I have found myself weary about all of the bashing and the nastiness found in the presidential race. What makes a nation great? Any nation. Its goodness is what God blesses. Now think about that. Any nation, its goodness is what God blesses. Righteousness is the lever the Lord uses to lift a nation up as an example for other nations to follow. However, like people, a nation can fall from God's grace. His blessing is removed when a haughty country shows no remorse for their sin and even sanctions its use. A blessed nation will cease to be great when it forgets where it came from and jettisons Jesus off of the map. It's when a nation is hurting that it most needs healing. The nation of Israel experienced this. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, in verse 14, the scripture says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Have we drifted as a nation to not needing God? Has our sin found us out? Are we reaping what we've sown? The good news is that an exalted nation doesn't have people sneaking out, but instead sneaking in. Peoples of the world clamor to come into a country that Christ has blessed. The best and the brightest are drawn like a moth to a light to live somewhere where they can chase their dreams. It's out of this goodness that a nation becomes a magnet for mankind. Righteousness repossesses in the heart of great nations. It supports virtue and suppresses vice. And finally, a crippled country can come back, but not without consequences. It starts with individuals repenting and taking responsibility for our actions. How can I come clean with Jesus? Have I been financially responsible? Have I been prayerfully responsible? Have I been relationally responsible? Has greed governed my giving? Has fear frozen my faith? Has comfort and ease become my idol? What is my part of seeing the great comeback of America? What is my part of our job so God can trust our nation with greatness again? Well, Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 19 puts it pretty clearly. He has declared that he will set you in praise, fame, and honor high above all the nations he has made, and that you will be a people holy to the Lord, your God, as he promised. So what do we do for America to return to its greatness? Well, we turn to God. But that's not going to happen in a presidential election. It's not going to happen when we elect congressmen. It's going to happen when us as individual Americans turn our hearts toward God with a sadness for our sin and a joy found in walking in obedience with Christ. My friend, on this Friday, make those decisions right now. That tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, I'm going to choose to walk with Christ. That's my vote that America could be great again through the power and the presence and the provision of a holy God. I hope you have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing you Sunday at 9:30 or 11 at Sugar Hill Church. And of course, if you're not in our area and you can't get there live, make sure you join us online. You can watch the streamed live services at 9:30 or 11 at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.